VTL Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Milind Pimpirikar and you're listening to Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Pimpirikar. We have received your all feedbacks and we are working on your valuable suggestions. After listening to these episodes, if you have any questions, please keep on sending them and I will answer them in an upcoming question and answer session. It has been wonderful interacting with you and it is a wonderful experience. Thanks for sending all your feedbacks. Thank you once more. Today we are going to talk about the human behavior and approach towards exercise. We all know very well that to start exercising is one of the most sought for New Year resolutions. Most of the people want to start exercising with the dawn of the New Year's, but only to get dissolved in the midst of the 1st of January morning. Similarly, first day of the month and first day of the week in the calendar hung on the wall or in one's smartphone is the biggest enemy for any exercise behavior. Because more often than not, these days, they never come. It is now very well established that half of all causes of morbidity and mortality in the world are linked to behavioral and social factors. Despite knowing this fact, we observe in general population the number of people undertaking exercises is not satisfactory. So the question is why this happens? Even the literate population, which is aware of health hazards of sedentary lifestyle, are not motivated enough to do physical activity. And the answer lies in what we call as behavior. Human behavior for ages has been a mystery, and there are varied patterns in which the human mind thinks about a given issue. It is evident after Industrial Revolution that most of the inventions were made to make day-to-day life easy, thus reducing the efforts put in by us in doing a particular job. And we call this as comfort. For example, automobile invention stopped us from walking. Mixers in the kitchen stopped us from grinding. Washing machines moved us away from hand washing and in turn physical activity. Refrigerators held us back from moving out every day for procurement of food, and we started stacking our refrigerators with different food items. To top it all, now we have so many mobile applications delivering every damn thing in the world online at a click of a button. So instead of listening to a conversation which one used to in a house, aaj khane mein kya banana hai, we often listen to आज क्या ऑर्डर करना है एंड दिस इज एग्जैक्टली हैज स्टार्टेड शोइंग इट्स कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफस्टाइल डिजीजेस. दीज आर ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज नॉन कम्युनिकेबल डिजीजेस एंड विच हैज बिकम अ लीडिंग कॉज ऑफ मॉर्बिडिटी एंड मॉर्टेलिटी इन द वर्ल्ड. टू फाइट दिस आउट वी नीड टू चेंज आवर बिहेवियर. व्हेन आई से दिस इट डज नॉट मीन वन शुड गेट रिड ऑफ ऑल मॉडर्न एमिनिटीज बट इट श्योरली मीन्स that as with these modern amenities, one can perform activities of daily living without spending more time and energy, you are surely left with some extra time. And one needs to utilize this extra time taking up exercises. No change is sudden. It takes a hell of an effort to put any kind of change in practice. Moreover, once changed, even greater effort is required to adhere to this change. And this exactly happens to exercise behavior. The magic word here is motivation. We as a medical fraternity have done tremendous advances in disease-based medical solutions. But now it is high time that this needs to change its focus to user-centric healthcare. We must empower patients to take responsibility of their own health. The healthcare professionals can apply communication skills via concepts like motivational interviews. This means taking an extra bit of effort to stress the importance of exercise. Establishing the barriers and facilitators for the exercise behavior in a given individual. We have so many lame excuses put forth as barriers. For example, there is no nearby gym, I don't get enough time, I'm afraid of injuries, so on and so forth. Research has suggested certain behavioral interventions which might shift the pendulum in favor of exercise behavior, and this is called as stages of change. This was originally described by Prochaska way back in 1979. So this concept talks about five stages through which a human mind travels before accepting any change. And they are pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. If you see them individually, pre-contemplation is a kind of daydreaming situation about deciding to exercise someday. People daydream about having completed a half marathon, and the typical verdict is, "Gym join karna hai yaar, lekin time nahi milta." Be aware of this, because one can stay in contemplation stage for number of years. So you have to cut short pre-contemplation and start contemplating, which is the second stage. Here, now at least you have overcome that concept of time nahi mil raha hai, and you have decided that you are going to join a gym in the next 6 months. You are all pumped and prepped with gym costumes and a nice looking running shoe, and here the decision is made. Once this is done, you start preparing. Now here you have taken a membership in preparation phase. You have found out an auspicious day to start. You have prepared yourselves mentally and physically. The kitchen shelf now has a protein supplement and a sports drink. In short, you're all set. Then comes the action, and at last, that's the D-Day. It is here. You're so elated. You have done it. People in your house and workplace know that you're working out. Your self-worth is very high. You suddenly start feeling fit. The posture becomes erect. You're glowing with confidence. But this takes you to the most treacherous phase, and that is maintenance. Maintenance is also called as adherence to the change behavior, and this is a challenge. It is seen that vast majority of people will drop out of exercises in first 6 months. The protein supplements now has collected dust on it. Your sports shoe is lying in the corner, and you're back to square one. But those who continue the change behavior for more than 6 months are likely to continue with the good work. To conclude, so for changing into a fitness behavior, do not stay in pre-contemplation stage for too long. Contemplate fast, prepare, and act to maintain. Here, we come to an end of this episode. You can hear me on VTL Podcast and all leading podcast platforms on every Friday. If you like the views presented here, please share, like, and comment. Thank you for listening.
VTL Podcast.